Tonight's Shir Simen Kuf Nun Ches Sif Beis Gimel and Dalit Sif Beis Yesh Misha Oimer. There's an opinion Shem Eino Oichel Ela Pachas Mikabeya, that if a person's only going to eat less than a kabeya of bread, Yito Yodav Veloyevar, he'll wash Tiyas Yedayim, but he will not say the bracha Al Tiyas Yedayim, because in order to make the bracha Al Tiyas Yedayim, you have to kaveya suda on a full kabeya, and if it's less than a kabeya, you won't make the bracha. A kabeya is approximately 60 cubic centimeters. Mishnah Berurah explains, Sifkon Tes Pachas Mikabeya V'chulu. Hatam, the reason why less than kabeya would not require the bracha for Netilas Yedayim, Mishum de l'inyan tuma, when it comes to tuma, Pachas Mikabeya Eina Mekala Tumah Midiraisa. If it's less than a kabeya, it will not be vulnerable to receiving tuma according to the Torah. For the Atama Ayde Yedayim, and therefore will not become tame through his hands. L'chein Yishlom Medagam Halatil Logos, and therefore there's room to argue there was never a decree of Tiyas Yedayim in such a case. Oh, after, or alternatively, since it is considered eating when it comes to Birchas HaMazon, the Kaimelon de Mevorachem Birchas HaMazon on Kazayis, because we hold that you have to bench even on a Kazayis, then Chashiva Gamal in Tiyas Yedayim. Then for Tiyas Yedayim, even a Kazayis should be considered a Chashav amount. V'lo Pulug Chacham B'Takanosam, and the Chacham don't differentiate in their Takana. So we come out with this compromise to wash his hands, but not to make a bracha. The bracha ain't a makeves hanatila, because ultimately the bracha is not ma'akev in the natila sidayim. The mitzvah of sidayim will fulfill whether or not he makes the bracha. So on the one hand, there's an argument that he should not have to wash his hands, because less than kabeya is not makala tuma. On the other hand, there's the argument that if he has to bench, why shouldn't he have to wash his hands to his yedayim? So we conclude to wash to his yedayim and not to make the bracha. The bracha is ma'akev v'dayim. You should know, if the amount he ate was the size of an egg, even without the shell, the Kuli Alma Tzarech Natila B'Vracha, everyone would agree that he should wash with a bracha. Sometimes we say you need the size with the shell, others without the shell. So here, even without the shell, it would certainly be sufficient to make a bracha. You should know that the Shartzion quotes Shitas HaGro, that the Vilna Gaon held that even on a Shir Kazayis, Tzarech Natila Midina U'Bevracha. The Vilna Gaon held that if you are eating a Kazayis, you should wash your hands and make a bracha, even on a kazayis, not like the Mechaber, because the Ikur is this second part of the Mishnah Berurah, that since Rabbi Yochanan is considered achila, so then why wouldn't you wash your hands with a bracha on Tiyas Yedayim? And that's what the Vilna Gaon concludes. And the notes on the side points out that the Chazon Ish Lamaisa did like the Vilna Gaon, and by Suda Shabbos he would wash his hands and say Tiyas Yedayim and eat a kazayis, and he'd give to the people at the table a kazayis. He brings from Moshe that b'vad chachil it's better to eat a kabeya. It's better to eat a kabeya. But if all you want to eat is a kazayis, you should make a bracha on that Tiyas Yedayim, even eating a kazayis. Se'if Gimel, im oichel pachos mikazayis, if a person eats less than a kazayis of bread, yesh misha oimer shen tzarech natila. There are those who say that there's no requirement of a Tiyas Yedayim at all if you're eating less than kazayis. Less than kazayis is not considered achila even for benching. You don't bench less than kazayis. The Taz holds the halacha that if you're eating a kruton, a real bread kruton, that's hamotzi, you don't wash Tiyas Yedayim. It's less than kazayis. You don't have to wash. That's the view of the Bach. If you can, b'shem harashpatz, and so agrees the Vilna Gaon, b'yecha Yosef, b'shem harashpatz. V'das alechem chamudas v'amogen avon v'el yirab, v'oid achronim, but lecha chamudas v'amogen avon v'el yirab and other achronim, daf b'pachas mikazayis dinu k'pachas mikabeya, that less than kazayis is the same as less than kabeya, v'yitl yodav v'lo yivarach, and he should wash his hands without a bracha, v'akein lechadchilo nochon lahach mevezen, therefore lechadchilo, it is proper to be strict to wash the hands, but not to make the bracha. V'edan, you should know, the shir kezayis is orach natila kul yamo. The size of kezayis that requires natil according to all the views, who afem hoya me piruin dakin with starfin. This is even if the kezayis is made of many crumbs, small tiny crumbs that come together for a shir. Vem hoya kebeya shlema me apirun, and if all the crumbs together make up a kebeya, tzarech levarich al natila gamkin, you should make the brach al natila slam too. So it doesn't have to, you don't have to have a slice of bread. Even if you have crumbs and you combine them up to a kezayis or a kebeya, then it's tav. Im ocha matas lamateik charivas hashtiyah. If a person ate a little bread in order to serve as a chaser after drinking something strong, but oifen mavula kamon siman reishud beis, in the scenario described in siman reishud beis, then tzarech levarach hamotzi, where he doesn't make hamotzi, mishum tafel lahashtiyah, because the bread is considered tafel, incidental to the drink. So there are those who say that it wouldn't wash the tilas yadayim, even if it was a kebeya, because it's a tafel to the beverage. Others argue that it would need a tila. Look in Eliyahu. However, this case is unlikely or an unusual scenario, because typically we hold that one should not use bread as a chaser for the beverage, because you never know. Maybe you're hungry and it's being soyed, and then you would have to make hamotzi. Well, parches mikazayis near shabavad yishismach shalahatzach natila b'za avachachila. Now, if you're having less than kazayis as a chaser, certainly we can rely that it's not necessary to wash even the chachila. The belav hachiyish mekil mechanal, because anyway there are those who are lenient. Ach bekazayis or bekabeya, but for a kazayis or kabeya, yitel yodav, he should wash his hands. For lo yivarch al natila machma safik. But he should not make a bracha on a tila because it's a safik, since it's serving only as a chaser. Siv Dalit. Im oichel dover shetibulo be'achod mishiva mashkin. If someone ate a food item that was dipped in one of seven liquids, shesimonim, and the seven of the seven liquids are yad shachet dam, tahainu. Yad shachet dam, the yud stands for yayin, for wine. The dalit stands for devash, bee honey. The shin stands for shemen, olive oil. The ches stands for challah, for milk. The tes is for tal, for dew. The dalid of dam stands for dam, for blood. And the final mem is for mayim. So if he has any of these seven liquids, these are only seven recognized liquids, and he dips food into those seven, any of the seven, lo nisnagev, and it didn't dry off. Even if his hands aren't touching the wet part, he should wash his hands before he eats it without a bracha al tisadayim. The Ramah adds, afilu einu metalba or gosha yarek, even if he just dips the head of the vegetable or hapri or the fruit, he should still wash his hands without a bracha. This is the din of tibul b'mashke, and it's not exclusive to fruits and vegetables, any food. Any food that you're going to dip in any of these seven liquids, one should wash his hands. Mr. Burr explains, this could be vegetables, fruits, meat. The even though the halacha is we don't wash our hands for fruits, those fruits were not tame from his hands. The hands are considered what's called shenios, and that will not create tumah on something which isn't kadosh. But when the food item is dipped in liquid, it's a whole new story. When mashka came along, we hold the halacha when it comes to liquids, these seven liquids, that when his hands touches those liquids, it makes them a rishon, and therefore it's going to matama the food. Tignally, so there's a takana to wash his hands. She is tamu hamashkan al yadam. That way, the liquids don't become tummy through his hands. And they would in turn make the food tummy. Sifka and yud beis. Shetibulu, a food that's dipped. The oisin sheshoyken peros hayork b'mayim lenakos. And now people will take fruits or vegetables and soak them in water to clean them. Chashiv tibulu b'mashka. That's called tibul b'mashka. V'davishin darkel the tavlo, but things that are not usually dipped. Olias olav mashko, they don't usually have liquid on them. And tzarech natilas yadayim, you don't have to wash your hands for them. The milch lo shechichi, since it's uncommon. V'lo gozer b'abonim, there's no gezeirah in such a case. Hatovel etzbo b'mashko motzeis ein tzarech natilas. If you dip your finger in a liquid and suck, you don't have to wash your hands. There's no takana to wash your hands for drinking. As we learn later in Sifav. Any of the seven liquids, but other liquids, and pears that are squeezed from fruits, not considered mashke. To be considered a mashke, you only have these seven. Eggs are not mashke. Apple juice, orange juice is not mashke. To be considered mashke, it has to be these specific seven liquids. Sivkan yudal, devash. The honey here of the seven mashke is devash devoyim, bee honey. For those shall tomorrow, not date honey, or shall minachir, or any other type. Kosva person, person can write, kol mashke chen nikrishu. What happens if these liquids solidify? Bein adi bishul, maybe you cook it, bein adi tzinu, or it gets cold. So it's not wet enough to touch and then transfer the liquid to another place. Lo chashivi mashke loses the status of mashke. V'dasa tosafos tafilu chos v'nimucha achach ha-tosus holds that if it would melt afterwards, it still doesn't have the status of mashke anymore. Zulus yayin omaim, with the exception of wine or water, v'din cholof shenikva, or milk, that froze. Keshechaz v'nimuchu, once they melt, chashivi mashke, those three are considered mashke. Fiz according to this. Merkachas hamutugun b'dvash. You cook things in honey, candies and the like, and it hardens. Ima d'vash alein korish, if the honey hardens, so it's not wet to the touch and you can't transfer the liquid. Everyone agrees you can eat it without washing your hands. So if you have honey glazed almonds and nuts, that's not solid. It's not liquid anymore. It's solid. So then one can eat it without washing his hands. But if the honey is not solid, the tas says it's a mashke. The magen says it's not considered mashke. Why not? Since ultimately this honey is meant to be eaten, not drank. Shem oichel of it takes on the status of oichel. V'achai odem hechuya. Chai odem concludes the yeshchilu b'zeh, that this is the distinction. Demkana ha-dvash v'dayin hum over b'shaiva, if you purchase honey, and it's still mixed with the wax. V'tich wadman almanas kein k'dil ha-tagin bo, and then you cook it up to melt it off in order to cook food in it, and it'll solidify. So that it never had the status of liquid. The whole reason you cooked it up to separate it from the wax was to eat it. You don't need tizadan. But if you purchase your honey that was already cooked down from those who make this beverage med with honey, we know they heat it up in order to drink. Then he has to wash his hands. Even though he cooks food in it, if it's still wet. But I'm der chachayim shekasa looking der chachayim and writes them oichel mekachas ademazik, that if you eat the concoction with a fork, yesho haka, one could be lenient in tzarech until you don't have to wash your hands. Now this discussion is only because it's cooked in honey. Amatugim with sugar, but if you cook it up in sugar, and tzarech until the kuli yam, everyone agrees you don't have to wash your hands. For having mashke, it's not considered a mashke. Se'if katan tesvav shemen. The oil that's considered the mashke, hainu shemen zayis, is olive oil. But mashma d'shar shmonim inu chamashke, the implication is any other oil, whatever its origin, is not considered mashke. Se'if katan tesvav chol of milk, wood, and mechol, the same is true with whey, or chema kishinimucha, or butter that's melted. V'lechein ha'toyo behem devar marechol, so achlit yadam, so if you dip food into it, you have to wash your hands. But if the butter hardens, and so he doesn't have to wash his hands. Once the butter hardens, it's considered food.
Can you pour
it with
melted butter and popcorn?
So if it's still wet, you'd have to wash hands. If you eat food cooked together with butter and it's still wet on it, you have to wash his hands. This is when you melt the butter in the pan before you air the food. So it was liquefied first. It was a mashke. But if it's solid and you air the food, then it melts in with the food. Liquid that comes into oichel is oichel. So basically, if you melt the butter and pour it on the popcorn, that's a liquid. But if you put the popcorn with the butter in the pan and let it melt like that, then it's not. If you eat food that was fried in oils or eggs, everyone agrees that's not considered mashka. One of the seven liquids is blood. Now this is really brought along for the ride. You're not eating it. You're not allowed to eat dam. And the mutter blood, the blood from fish and grasshoppers that you're allowed to eat, will make you mashka. That's not called mashka. So why is it in the list? Maybe it's a case where it's medicinal and he's eating the food that's dipped in this blood, so the halacha is he has to wash it. Sivkan yudches mayim, water, is one of the seven mashkim. Salt that is derived from the water is also considered mashka. So if you eat radish with salt, it's like something dipped in liquid, it's and he has to wash his hands. But Sharatzion points out that if you mine the salt from the ground, then there's no din of tibul b'mashka with that salt. The Mishnah Berurah goes on to say, when would you wash your hands when it's salted, if the salt was still moist? The bestam melech shukosh, because the normal salt we have is hard. Halo ain't shem mashka lame. It's not called a liquid anymore. Can always yadav. We said before, anytime you have a liquid that solidifies, it's not considered a mashka anymore. So granules of salt won't be considered mashka, even if it came from the sea. Sifkon yutes ain yadav noigos. Even if your hands don't touch the wet part, gezer shem yigabos gezer, you might touch it. Sifkon chaf below bracha. We wash our hands without a bracha. Ki yesh mixas rishonim desar. There are rishonim who hold. So it's svicho chachom to tilsi dam ledavish tuba mashka, that there's no requirement from the chachomim to wash our hands for things dipped in liquid, ela bimeim, except in the days of the chazal, shoya oichem b'tahara, when they ate b'tahara. Mashen ken achshav, as opposed to today, shekulonu tamei meisim, we're all tamei meis, v'lokach lo yivarach l'tilsi dam, therefore you can't make the brach l'tilsi dam, shesafi brach z'halkel, since there's a doubt, the machlik is whether the hal halacha applies today. V'hine. Magen Avraham hei, v'shem lechamudas. Most of the world practices not to wash their hands. So they have who to rely on. These Rishonim who say that it doesn't apply today. But there are many Achronim who are very strict. Because what they write, the Iker Karov HaPoskim, the Iker HaLoch, like most Poskim, that even today it's Me'ikra Din to wash. If you look at the Vilna Gaon's commentary, he held this way too. He was so strict. He said to make a bracha too. Therefore, after Olam Einog and the bracha, even though the minig of the Olam is not to make a bracha, Al Kaponim Ein Laha Kalecha Blinatila. It's improper to be lenient to eat without washing first. But Tzarech is a kol Blinatila. Come on, the pastor of all the halachas to Zidayim, like bread. Notes on the side point out that means when you wash your hands, not to talk before you start eating. If you're eating less than kazayas, I think it's posh, you don't have to be strict. The fila bapas, even by bread, so many achrama makel, bechanal mishnabula, except for the mishnapura. However, in a different adur, he brings that the tour and hechas pesach was machmir on less than kazayas, because at the Seder we're doing karpas less than kazayas, and it was machmir to wash hands. So Mishnah Berurah says bottle daiti, eighth of the tour. But this achayra would be a sad to be meikol if it doesn't kazayis. But if it's more than kazayis, you're not going to have this leniency. Sifkan chafaf afilu hachayitol, even if he's only dipping the tip of the vegetable, the fruit, he should wash his hands on bracha. The cheshinim shamiyot b'lenekula, we're afraid he'll dip the whole thing.